Queensland will embark on a major privatisation drive as the state government tries to get its finances in order. The government's embraced most of the 155 recommendations made by former Federal Treasurer Peter Costello and aimed at shrinking the state's crippling debt bill. As a result, bus and rail services will be taken over by private companies. Some health services will be contracted out and electricity generators could go up for sale. The government says it's throwing open the opportunity to take over those services to all competitors. Stephanie Smale reports.
Queensland's unions have been battling the wholesale privatisation of the state's assets for months. Today they've had a win of sorts. Government-owned electricity companies won't be sold, but two generators might be, along with two ports and the government's investment arm. Public transport will be contracted out too. Owen Dugan from Queensland's Rail, Tram and Bus Union says Queensland is heading down a track to full privatisation.
Canada is in Victoria, and I've yet to see anyone in Australia turning round and saying, give us Victoria's transport system. It's just one disaster after another in Victoria.
Mr Dugan is warning passengers to expect price hikes.
There are multinational companies waiting in the wings at the present time to move into Queensland the same way as they did in Victoria, and they've got to look after their shareholders.
With a debt bill of more than $79 billion expected in the next financial year, the Premier Campbell Newman says drastic change is needed. He told State Parliament today the federal government's financial woes are also having an impact in the Sunshine State.
We have a federal government that has just announced a $12 billion black hole in its budget and is out there talking up its plans today for increasing taxes and, amazingly, spending more money. Madam Speaker, as a society we face difficult choices. Queensland cannot be a low tax state and at the same time succumb to pressure to lift spending to levels determined by Canberra.
The Electrical Trades Union says workers are relieved Queensland's electricity monopolies Energex, Powerlink and Ergon won't be sold. But spokesman Jason Young says plans to outsource Queensland rail operations are a worry.
When the previous government privatised QR National, which is now Horizon, jobs were cut in regional Queensland. With the privatisation of Queensland Rail, that will impact on regional Queensland. There will be jobs lost. I can see that coming now in regional Queensland.
The Premier says he wants Queensland to be the best service delivery state in Australia, and that's why some government-run services will be farmed out to the private sector.
Right now, it is my opinion that the great state of WA under the leadership of Colin Barnett is leading the way. And we certainly aspire to firstly get ourselves to a position where delivering as well as WA, and then we want to, of course, exceed them to do even better.
But Alex Scott from Queensland's Public Sector Union says privatisation often means the cheapest services, not the best.
Queenslanders won't be fooled. No matter what this government calls privatisation, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's still privatisation and will still cost this government the next election if they seek a mandate for the destruction of our health services, our TAFE services, our prison services and our community services.
Public servants can expect widespread changes. The Treasurer, Tim Nicholls, says workers will have to upskill and increase productivity. Industrial agreements will also be adjusted, but Mr Nicholls can't say if more government workers will lose their jobs.
The public service is a dynamic organisation. A third of those public servants that are currently employed won't be here in the next 5 years through natural attrition and through retirements and other options that they take up. So it's difficult to say what the outcome will be until we test it with the market and go to market on it.
That was Alex Scott from Queensland's Public Sector Union, ending Stephanie Smale's report.